5-0 all the time, just so we're not betting anything, that's all.
Gino, we hear you on the app, and we'll be watching it.
Joe, we're about 2 minutes into the CDR's O2 charge.
Thank you.
Joe, LMP has 96% on his gauge.
Thank you, Jack. We copy that. Gino, with regard to your observation made to us a few moments ago, I guess we will ask for the cabin return to the auto position and your suit diverter valve to cabin, please. We are about 2/10 of a PSI from cabin relief. Over.
Okay, we're getting that now. CDR is reading 94% on the O2 charge.
Thank you.
This is Apollo Control at 148 hours, 41 minutes. The change of shift press conference is ready to begin at this time. We'll take down the live air-to-ground release lines, record any conversation with the crew for playback following the press conference. This is Apollo Control at 149 hours, 11 minutes. During the change of shift press briefing, the major activity aboard Challenger on the lunar surface and here in Mission Control has been to get the spacecraft in the proper configuration for the crew to begin their 8-hour sleep period. The crew reported, and we confirmed through telemetry here on the ground, that the spacecraft cabin pressure had come up just a little bit above what we would normally expect. Normally, runs around 5 pounds per square inch. And we're seeing a pressure of about 3/4 of a pound higher than that, about 5.73 pounds per square inch. This is not particularly unusual. We did see a pressurize following repressurization after the first EVA, where the cabin pressure came up somewhat above normal. The pressure relief valve in the cabin would operate at about 5.83 pounds per square inch. In the taped conversations with the crew that we obtained during the change of shift briefing, you'll hear some conversation about the cabin pressure and some instructions to the crew to have them looking for any sources in the cabin that might be putting extra oxygen into the cabin, such as the Pliss fill valves that might not have been closed fully or something like that. At this point, the cabin pressure has stabilized, it looks like, and we found nothing amiss. We'll replay the taped conversation for you and then stand by live.
Okay, Joe, LMP's OPS pressure is 6,300.
Thank you.
Commander's OPS pressure, 6,100.
Copy, 6,100.
Say, Joe, our cabin pressure is riding even higher now, about 5.7.
We copy that.
Joe, we had the commander's hoses stowed, but in suit flow, that might have done it. Is that right?
Sounds very plausible, Jack. We'll look at it a little more here. Challenger, this is Houston requesting you move your demand regs A and B to egress, please.
There, egress.
Okay. 17 Houston, we noted down here that your suit diverters went to egress, and we want the demand regs to the egress position, please.
That's right, but the suit gas diverter extends when you go to...
You're right again.
Houston, do you figure where we're leaving?
Jack, we don't think so. It looks like you're pretty steady at between 5.5 and 5.6. We're watching that very closely, however.
Okay, you know, when we had that problem this morning, I hope just the backflow did not hurt something when I had the LSD hoses stowed and the iso valve in suit flow.
Jack, just for your information, we saw about the same thing last night. The only difference was the pressure didn't climb quite so high. So we think it, whatever it is, it really doesn't involve the problem, small problem you had this morning.
Okay, Joe. Okay, Joe, we got the commander's list back in the... recharge station, we got a new battery in it, odd numbers, and a new canister in it. We're working on unchecks right now.
Okay, game sounds good. 17, Houston.
Go ahead, Joe.
We're still watching your cabin pressure down here. Could you check for us, please, if the cliff fill valve is securely closed?
Yes, it was closed.
Okay.
Joe, so you want me to check out the regulators?
Am I?
Houston, Challenger, you want me to check this? Okay. ED bats are 37.2.
Copy that.
PCM's going high. Let me know when you're ready for the battery management.
Roger. Okay. 17 Houston, stand by on the battery management for a few minutes, please. And in the meantime, could you check the low pressure cliff fill valve closed, please? Over.
Joe, I checked that. It's closed.
Thank you.
Houston, Challenger.
Go ahead.
Yeah, does your telemetry and our gauge come off the same telemetry on that same transducer?
That's a firm, it does. And Challenger, we've got a communications problem at one of the sites and are going to ask you to go to panel 12 and turn the power amplifier to primary, please.
Primary.
And Challenger, we're ready for battery management at your convenience.
Okay, stand by. Hey, Joe.
Go ahead.
Okay, this is Gino. I just dug a rock out of my pocket. No one back there probably remembers, but when we were at Shorty, fumbling around trying to get everything done, I said there was a piece of very shiny black glass-like looking material that reminded me of obsidian. Well, it's not. It looks like a very fine gray rock, but it's a fractured piece, and it looks like it's I've picked up fractures of about three or four vesicle faces on it. The vesicle faces are very shiny. That's what reflected caught my eye. I think the unique part about it is, Jack may want to take something else about it, the unique part about it is I picked it up at Shorty. I documented halfway between the rover and where we were sampling that orange stuff, and it will be in bag 12 Echo.
Okay, Gino, copy 12 Echo, and I was assured by the folks here when I came in.
That'll go in.
That you did indeed have a shiny sample of some kind in your pocket and would probably find it later on. So we called that one. Could you turn off the power amplifier for us, please?
We'll put it in SCB-8.
Okay, so go ahead.
Okay, it's off, and we'll put that rock in that sample bag and put it in SCB-8. Joe, this rock looks very much like 12008. It's a fine-grained, very coarsely vesicular gray rock, probably basaltic.
Okay, Jack, real fine. We want low bit rate, power amplifier off and low bit rate, and we can maybe label that one 17008. How's that sound?
Now you got to label that G-Rock. I was going to tell you those other things, but I thought I'd let Jack.
Okay. Thank you.
The vesicles, if I may project the size of them, probably were up to 4 or 5 centimeters in diameter. They're irregular in shape, but they're clearly vesicles, and it looks like they're lined with either glass or very fine-grained crystals. They're very shiny.
Roger.
And for our next act.
Jack, we're going to ask for your next act that you check for us both slip valves off and both OPS valves off. Over.
Joe, they're both verified off.
Okay, Jack, we understand that all four valves are verified off.
That's firm, Joe.
Okay, thank you. I'm sure you realize that we're still showing that pressure increasing very, very slowly and are pretty well convinced that nothing's leaking in from the outside, so we're looking around on the inside here.
Joe, is our oxygen consumption abnormal at this point?
No, not at all, Gino. Everything looks pretty normal except this this slow creep in the cabin pressure.
Well, I guess the possibility is a creeping reg or a transducer, is that right?
Yeah, either that or it may be we're just watching some of the effects of the thermal shock that your tank took from the reed press itself. We're not worried about it at all, but we're still watching it.
Joe, you might make a note that my two SCP area samples went into bag 8 also.
Roger, Jack, that's noted.
Joe, got some numbers if you'd like them.
Go ahead.
SRC is 41.5. Bag 6 is 24 and bag 8 is 35.
Copy 41.5 and 24 in bag 6, 35 for bag 8.
That's it. Joe, how many samples did we get today?
Stand by.
Don't start a big investigation. I'm just curious.
Let me ask around, Gene. We'll see you in a minute. 17, we think you have 54 samples from this EVA plus some cords.
Thank you, Joe. Just curious.
That's not half bad.
And hey, Joe, we're on 5-5, and I'm going to start talking.
Okay, Gino, copy 5-5, and before you get started there, would you put both demand regs to close, please, as we continue to watch this pressure?
Okay, Joe, demand reg A going closed. Demand reg B going closed.
Thank you. And we verify them both closed.
This is Apollo Control. That completes our tape playback. We're standing by live now. And the LEM cabin pressure reading at this time 5.77 pounds per square inch. There's no particular concern over the higher than normal cabin pressure. However, it is something that we don't understand at the present time. There are a limited number of sources of oxygen that could be getting into the cabin to raise the pressure. And as Joe Allen mentioned to the crew, there's not much chance that anything is leaking in from outside. We've been systematically checking one by one the potential sources of an oxygen flow into the cabin. And at some point, if all of the potential sources are eliminated, begin to reach the conclusion that perhaps the sensor is at fault. However, at this point, it's not possible to say what the cause of the slightly higher than normal LEM cabin pressure is.
I'd like the suit diverter back to cabin, please. Gene and Jack, you'll be interested to hear that the cabin press is dropping down very slowly now, so we think we've got a tiny leak in one of the cabin regulators, one of the demand regulators, and we'll run a check after you get squared away there a little better.
Okay, Joe, we'll be at your beck and call.
I'll only smile at that.